Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, and I mean friend. We are all friends in this podcast space of ours. Getting you ready for a big weekend, and hopefully you guys have a great weekend that includes maybe a little road trip to Athens for a national championship celebration and a parade. If you guys would, hit the subscribe button. Or you can follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. It'll be waiting for you each and every day, somewhere in the range of 10 o'clock. Now, we will get to our Braves player profile. And today, I think Braves fans will enjoy it because it's a certain number five, Freddie Freeman. We'll talk about Freddie Freeman, his season, the future, all that coming up with Freddie in just a couple of moments. But here's where I wanted to start today. As we're on the eve of Georgia's championship parade, there's been so much discussion both before the championship, after it, about Stetson Bennett. I love the story, and I've said it. It's a movie. It really is. Like, you can't find many, like, more surprising, shocking, crazy, weird stories than the Stetson Bennett story. It's got a little college feel of Kurt Warner meets Rudy, if you think about it. Because elite programs who win titles don't traditionally have Stetson Bennett types as their quarterback. And the story of walk-on, third, fourth stringer, go to JUCO, come back, earn a scholarship, wait your turn, be the third stringer again, and then work your way into a starter and then a national championship. It's kind of crazy. But I have a question for all of you, and I want you to think about it before you answer, so you can pause the pod if you want. But here's the question. If JT Daniels did not get hurt, does Georgia still win the national championship? I know. Some of you have thought about it. Some of you hadn't. Picture JT never going down this season. He's the quarterback through all 12 games, through the SEC championship, and then the playoff. Is Georgia still the national champion? So let me kind of flesh through this a little bit myself. Here's where I'll start. I think they go undefeated in the regular season for the same reasons I think they went undefeated with Stetson Bennett, that the defense was elite, offense was really good. Stetson put up quality numbers, and I think JT would have in a different sort of a way. So, okay, we're all together there. At 12-0. Now get to the SEC championship game. The answer about that game is I don't know, and here's why. Stetson and the offense had nothing to do for the most part outside of the pick six, which I won't ignore, but that was sort of the punctuation for Alabama's win that night, of giving up the big plays, the busted coverages, Alabama's offensive outburst in that game. Now maybe if you have JT Daniels and it gets to be a shootout, maybe you can keep up with Bama a little more. We don't know that. I'm guessing. So let's say that one remains the same. So we're still on the same page that Georgia's still same exact record, same exact spot going to the Orange Bowl to play Michigan. I think with JT Daniels, they beat Michigan. Maybe it looks a little different, or maybe it looks the exact same. I don't know. But they're 13-1 and playing Alabama for the national championship. I think for the same reasons Georgia won the Natty on Monday night, I still think they would have won it with JT. It might have looked a little different. See, the one thing I don't like that's happened in some of this is this, like, there was this notion that, well, Stetson's mobility separates him from JT, so that makes it a better option. I'm not going to ignore some of that theory. Some of that's true. But my counter to that would be I think JT's quick decision-making, quick release in some ways would mitigate some of the issues maybe that Georgia had at times with the offensive line. And while JT is not Mr. Mobility, it's sort of been played out now that he's a complete statue. And I don't know where we got to the point where he just can't move. Sometimes it's not about pulling the ball down and running. It's just moving enough around the pocket to make something happen. So I really believe this. If it was a healthy JT from beginning to end, I still think Georgia's winning the national championship. That's not a slight against Stetson. It's a compliment to everything else Georgia had, from the elite defense to the really deep and talented skill positions to a really good group of running backs and an offensive line that went through some ups and downs but got the job done when it mattered the most. It's kind of crazy to think that was the case. And again, that's not any Stetson slander. I think there are a lot of really good, just pretty good quarterbacks that with this Georgia team would have had Georgia in the same exact spot, and that was holding up a national championship trophy. Stetson fit the bill beautifully, though, for what they wanted in this situation. We're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. If you're heading out this weekend to watch games, just to grab yourself a great meal or a beer, consider heading to downtown Woodstock on Main Street and enjoy the ultimate sports bar experience. That's the Daily Draft. Say hello to Sean Daly. He's the great owner over there. His wonderful staff and the great people at the Daily Draft. Hunker down, grab a booth, enjoy the tables. They've got flat screens all around you, one of the biggest movie-sized screens anywhere in Metro Atlanta with a front-row seat. And they have like a beautiful booth right there. You can enjoy all your games. Self-serve taps to help yourself with, a craft beer bar. They give you this cool card where you can go insert it yourself to grab your own beer there if you want to just kind of peruse and taste different beers. You've got that opportunity. It's high tech. It's great food. It's a chef-inspired menu. And when you go on for lunch, mention my podcast, The Daily 10. They're going to take 10% off your lunch order Monday through Friday. To find out more, go to thedailydraft.net today. So I was thinking more about sort of the cross of a Braves and a Georgia championship. And when you have two teams within the same community win championships in this short amount of time, you start going through some of this stuff. And what became interesting to me was watching Kirby Smart on Monday night and how he received the championship. And I don't mean physically given the trophy. At 46 years old, Kirby Smart's been at this as a head coach now for 6 years. I imagine when you're a coach at that level, it's like dog years. You feel like you've been coaching for 30 between the grind of recruiting, the schedule of practice, keeping up with college kids when it comes to grades and making sure they stay on the straight and narrow. But at 46, you know, Kirby Smart's in the prime of his coaching career. Now, reference that and cross-reference that with Brian Snitker. Brian Snitker's on the back end of his professional career at, I think, 66 years old. The championship to both guys meant the world, right? But Kirby Smart, very quickly, after winning it on Monday night, Tuesday, was like, time to reset. Got to go back to work. Recruiting is calling. Transfer portal's coming. Got to get these guys' mindset back for 2022. And he was, you know, reset. I bet Snit went on a combination of a relaxation, clear your mind, get some sleep, recharge the battery. And we know the media tour that he went on. We had him up here at the radio station. He was all around, you know, TV, radio, making the rounds. And I'm not saying he wasn't ready to go put the hard hat back on and work, but it's a different scenario at the end of your career, feeling the accomplishment of this might be the one and only I ever get. But wow, what a great way to finish the career. And he's not retired. He has more chances. But the end is a lot closer for his career, certainly, than it is to the beginning. And then you see Kirby is like, if we do this right, I continue recruiting dominance. We know where we play with the facilities we have, and now we've won a championship. There's a chance for a lot more in the way of championships. The first of many in his mind. But he's got to fight his team having the complacency and the comfortable nature that is winning a championship. It's just a very different thing. I was fascinated to see the counter to those two guys who both loved every minute of their teams winning a title, but 46 and 66 and how you win them and how you receive them, I think it's kind of fascinating. Okay, let's get to our Braves player profile. This is a certain first baseman who we all hope, after this dumb lockout ends, will be signed, sealed, and delivered to finish his career as an Atlanta Brave. I'm talking about Freddie Freeman, who checks every box now as an Atlanta Brave. I mean, he has done everything and more that you could want. When your career starts and you fill out what you want to accomplish both individually and as a team, well, Freddie Freeman has done all that and more. Now that he is a world champion, and he's an MVP winner, and he's a gold glove winner, and he's a silver slugger winner, and he's one of the more consistent players we've ever seen. And of all the things I can compliment Freddie about, and there again is a long list of it, to take the baton and run from it, and run with it, I should say, after Chipper Jones retires, to go from one Hall of Fame level face of the franchise to then hand the baton over to Freddie Freeman, and it continues. Again, the picture of consistency has always been Freddie Freeman with the bat, pencil in the 300 average, the 900 OPS, pencil in the 30 plus home runs, the 100 RBIs, the runs scored, all those things you get from Freddie Freeman. But you know what he means to that lineup, to that team, and it made me so happy that he had big moments on the biggest stage, because he's had some weird postseasons where he had an injury one year and that wrecked him. He was a part of the team that lost the 3-1 lead to the Dodgers. I mean, you name it, Freddie Freeman, both in the regular season and the postseason, has had to deal with it. Even in his 60-game MVP season. There's some pushback, not a real 162 games, and all the, you know, the stuff that you will get from people who always look for a yeah, but. There are no yeah, buts with Freddie Freeman. Now, again, I hope he gets the contract here. I don't want to see him anywhere else. I fully admit if you give him a six-year, $180 million deal, which is what the market would bear, you're admitting on the front side that on the end of the contract, if he does break down and if he's not close to the same player anymore, we are paying the face of the franchise tax, which you should pay. There's no replacing Freddie in the short term. There's no replacing Freddie for the next couple of years. There's no replacing Freddie for what he brings to the city, the face of the franchise, and all the stuff that goes along with an MVP winner and a World Series champion. Freddie Freeman has been a great Atlanta Brave who deserves, and I mean deserves, every bit of the money he gets here, and I hope he gets what is coming to him as the face of this franchise. The love fest that this city has with that guy, there are a million things in his career that I could point to that are top of the mountain. I will always make sure to mention that when he came off that injury a few years back, and Matt Adams, who is a little bit better than average baseball player, was doing a good job at first base. The Braves came to him and said, would you handle third for a little bit? And he didn't even hesitate and said, yes, I'll go do it. I mean, that's all you need to know about Freddie Freeman, on top of the greatness on the field and what he means to that team in the clubhouse. All right, if you guys would, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, or you can follow this podcast wherever you get your favorite pods. It'll be waiting for you each and every day, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 o'clock, depending on technology. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock. We're back again Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.